Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is very exciting. It's, you know, so long we've talked to folks and we're seeing young people go through this big dilemma of the consequences of having no vision, but we're not seeing teachers or we're not seeing leaders cast vision for them and empower them. But guess what? We have a new leader in HUD, the Housing Urban Development, Dr. Ben Carson, and he's establishing vision centers.
Aren't you so proud of him?
I was just speaking to a sergeant in the Department of Juvenile Justice, and he was talking about how these young people just keep coming back in and coming back in. And the only thing that will stop them from being, you know, ending up in these bad places is they have to know a purpose. They have to have a purpose to live. You know, to have vision that everything that's inside of you is inside of them, and that God, the same God that created you, created them, and God has good plans for them, has given them talents that they need to grow and just exciting things that they need to be able to do. And it's happening, and he's understanding you can't just go in and to solve this problem by just throwing more money at it, because we throw trillions of dollars at it since 1960s and 68 or so.
Yeah.
But now we're bringing vision into these places. And look at this right here. These are four things. It's called the Envision Centers. And you're looking at this slide right, the four pillars of it that he'll be talking about. You'll hear him in just a moment. But the four pillars of opportunity that their goal or their focus is economic empowerment to the individual citizen.
That's good.
Educational advancement to the individual citizen. Think about this. Mm. Health and wellness, character, and leadership. My goodness. This is so exciting. But first, we want to show you Dr. Ben Carson opening an Envision Center.
Housing and urban development assisted families will be getting more tools to help them become independent. HUD Secretary Ben Carson was in Detroit today to announce three Envision centers coming to our area, two in Detroit, one in Inkster. The centers will give families resources for education, jobs, health, and would also allow them to develop leadership skills. The hope is the Envision centers would allow others waiting for HUD assistance to get their chance.
You know, given that there's no one-size-fits-all formula, each of the Envision Centers will be getting input from resident councils and from the communities in which they will be working to make sure that the appropriate needs are met.
In total, 17 communities around the nation were given Envision Center designations.
Isn't that exciting? They're opening up, and it's just exactly what he's saying that's going to happen across this land, because you cannot operate outside of God's principles and expect God's blessings to take place. And so he's actually bringing vision to the people that are struggling the most. And so our money, our tax dollars, your money that people are giving taxes in America, they're going towards these Envision Centers. And imagine if you are, you know, this like this young man that was murdered and massacred in the Bronx, your beard. By the way, he's rubbing against the mic. But listen to this. Imagine, here he was just going to the store to be able to buy something, and this gang mistakenly thought he was someone else, and they stabbed him to death.
Butchered him.
It was tragic. It was just horrific. But the reality is every one of them needed vision and purpose. This young man had vision and purpose, but the ones who did this to him, we're not going to change it by locking everybody up. We're going to change it by freeing everybody, by giving them vision and showing them exactly there's a plan for their life.
Plan for their life and help with their parents as well. I mean, I worked for the Department of Juvenile Justice too for years. I know you worked in law enforcement, and I would work with young people all the time and help them. But when I got a chance to go to do home visits and meet with parents, I realized that we got to work with the parents as well. We got to help educate them and
everybody
empower
in
them.
America needs
everybody
help
needs
because parents today were children yesterday, and if we didn't invest in the child yesterday, the parent doesn't
that
have
cycle
that kind of
continues.
Investment. Yeah, and so this is actually Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, speaking specifically about these Envision Centers. Let's join him now.
Well, it's called the Envision Program. And, you know, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, without a vision, the people perish. And I discovered in talking to a lot of young people, particularly in disadvantaged areas, you say, what do you want to do when you grow up? And you don't get a lot of inspiring choices. And we want to really expose them to the things that they're capable of doing. We also want to establish mentoring. There are a lot of good mentors in our society, but they don't know where to go or how to use that mentoring power. And also, we need a way to marry the need with the resources.
And so you have this program called Envision, and I think we have a full screen that shows the four pillars of the program.
Right. Economic empowerment, educational advancement, health and wellness, and leadership and character development, all of which are things that normally occur in a well-functioning, healthy home environment. But that does not necessarily exist for everybody. But as a society, we can create that, we can make that happen, and we can empower people. Because our whole ideal now with HUD is not how many people we can get into programs, but how many people we can get out of programs, how many people we can help climb that ladder.
That's so powerful, isn't it? Imagine if you are oppressed, and maybe you are right now, and you're trying to struggle, and you're not getting enough money from the money, whatever your sources are, and the person who is over HUD, Dr. Ben Carson, and with empowered by the president, saying, I want you freed from this captivity. I want you empowered. I want to give you resources. I'm going to give you vision. It's not about how many people we can get into this bond.
I love that.
It's never enough.
Yes.
It's how many people you can get out.
How we can get you out. How
right.
we can give you a hand up, not a hand out. You know, and empower you.
Yes.
It's
and that's a whole new narrative that people have to begin to believe in, because you could be the next president of the United States. It's in you. And I think about this. I think about, you know.
Speaking of that, he's a great example of that. I mean, he's done it.
Yes.
You know?
He's got a great story. What's the name of the story?
Gifted Hands.
Gifted Hands.
Watch the movie.
Watch the movie.
Cuba Gooding Jr. did the movies. Beautiful.
Yeah. And so, listen, when you think about, this. I was talking recently to a spiritual son of mine, you know, Sergeant Derek Grice, and he works in the Department of Juvenile Justice, and he's seeing a lot of these young people come in again and again and again and again, the same people. And it's been happening over the years, because when I was in law enforcement for over 10 years, right at 10 years, I saw the same things happen. It's like, what's going to stop it? And we were talking for a lot of hours, and it was like, the only thing that's going to stop it is that they have to understand who they are, how they were created, and that they have vision in their life, and they can do great things. But until we say that, it says, without vision, people cast off restraint. One version is, without vision, people perish. And vision is so powerful. This is how powerful vision is. If you get vision for your future, you can even lose weight. Think about it. When you realize you got to do something, you know, you can start exercising.
That's right.
But you have no purpose to exercise. You have no purpose to lose weight. You have no purpose to get an education if there's not a reason why you're getting an education. But when you have purpose, it helps you make decisions. It helps you. That's one thing we focus at VFNKB. And you can find out more details at VFNKB.com and get your free book, Strategies for Success. We want to be able to send that to you and sign up for it. But understand this, that you have to have vision. Vision empowers you. Vision actually gives you the ability to move forward. Vision helps you to go no to this and yes to that. It helps you fix things, because there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
But without that, you're thinking like, hey, maybe we'll just be socialists. Maybe the government will take over. Don't let that happen. This is a great experiment that's continuing to go, that God has empowered us to be able to have freedom. And you can have that freedom. You can find out more, like I said, at VFNKB.com. Sign up for your free book. It's VFNKB.com. Success Secrets. We want to be able to send that to you for free. Details are right there on the site. But listen, we get back from the break, we're going to hear firsthand details about these Envision Centers, what's inside of them. You can begin to actually contact Dr. Ben Carson and say, we want one of these things in our community. I know we want one here on
the Gulf Coast.
And we want to be able to, man, can you imagine, you could go down and help people out and get vision. You could train them, empower them, get them into school, get them hooked up with funding for their education, and get maybe the next whatever. You know, it's just awesome.
Beautiful.
We're talking about Envision Centers. Vision is coming back and has come back to America.
To America.
And I'm so excited, you know, because so many people, you're wondering why people are just like playing on their video games all the time, or they're playing on their social media. It's because there's nothing.
There's no vision.
It's going to be, when you get vision, you're going to think, I don't have time for all that. And you're seeing right now, Envision Centers are going to be coming up all around America, thanks to Dr. Ben Carson, the Secretary of HUD, and the empowerment of our president, and the empowerment of the people of America, who said, we want this. As a matter of fact, I think he was even a candidate for president, and is casting vision right there. And President Donald Trump asked him to serve wherever he felt called to do. And he prayed about it. And this is where he felt like the Lord had led him. And he himself, like you say, he grew up in that situation.
He has an amazing story.
Amazing story. It's in Hands. What's the name?
It's actually a book and a movie made Gifted Hands. Cuba Goodings Jr. actually plays him. But right. he grew up in poverty, grew up in a single-parent home, mm-hmm. and but his mother believed in education and believed in God. And
even though she didn't have one,
no,
she actually had them read books continually.
And
they kept them out
do
of
a
trouble.
Book report.
Had a book report
that she had that they had to turn into her. She couldn't read.
And she couldn't read, but she go she circle stuff.
But
and now, of course, he ended up being a brain surgeon. He's the most probably the, one of the top high brain surgeons in the world. Yeah. And I guess it's taking a brain surgeon to bring vision back
well,
to
America.
Well,
and leveraging your platform. I mean, he could have done anything. He's a very wealthy man, successful man. He could have done, could have retired.
Right.
But he's a great example, too, of giving back to our community, serving our nation, and doing some wonderful things. So
remember to pray for the cabinet. This is not just your everyday run-of-the-mill cabinet. These are people that set aside great wealth, great resources, and great future to be able to make sure America has a future, to make sure you have a vision. And people who want to keep you in captivity, people who want to give you just enough money where you can eat, but not enough money where you can fly.
Right.
You know, those guys, they want to keep you there, but God's wanting to empower you, that America needs to rise up to its occasion. We'll be talking specifically about the size of America. But first, let's go over quickly, you know, some of the details about Envision. This is actually the mission of the Envision Centers. John?
The mission is to empower Americans to lead self-sufficient lives.
That's so important because, you know, it's important to be, you know, God's, first of all, you're personally accountable for your life. No matter what they taught you, you know, like Chris Pratt, or Pratt, was it Pratt?
Yeah, Pratt.
He said, when he got this Generation Award, he says, you know, that you
grow up.
Grow up. But he says, you're not perfect.
You're not perfect.
You know, there's stuff wrong with you. There's stuff wrong with all of us.
That's right.
So then we got to empower people to understand you have to begin to lead yourself. I think about, you know, Peterson that's going around right now and he's talking to people.
Jordan.
Who talks about, you know, 12 rules to be able, and it's basic rules like take a bath, show up in time, deal with yourself first before you deal with the world. And this is what they're talking about.
And self-sufficiency is so important, not government sufficient, where we're thinking that the government has to help us all the time. No, you got to learn how to be able to take care of yourself.
Right, and that's so important. And God expects you, if he holds you accountable, that means he empowered you to make your own decisions up under him.
Right.
And understand he empowers you. This is the vision of the Envision Centers, John.
To connect low-income households with a variety of resources and tools that offer pathways to economic opportunity and self-sufficiency.
Think about this. The whole government and the citizens of America are getting behind to empower you or your neighbor to make sure you succeed, to make sure you have the tools and everything you need to be able to have an economic success in your life, to break the generational cycle of poverty over you. We have plans. God has plans for America, plans to be able to bless the nations with America. So we need you to have resources and influence in your mountain, in the seven mountains of culture that we talk about in VF and KB all the time. The seven mountains is you have business, education, arts and entertainment, media. You have the faith mountain. You have
family
mountain, the business mountain. Those are all things that we are in that God wants to empower you. Forget about the minimum wage. He wants you to have 10 times the minimum wage. You can make so much more than that because right now there's more jobs than people to fill them in America, which means you have great opportunity, but you have to get educated for that. As a matter of fact, here are the pillars to Envision. Check this out.
So the first pillar would be economic empowerment. The second one is educational advancement. The third pillar is health and wellness. And the fourth one is character and leadership.
And the goals of the Envision Centers that Dr. Ben Carson's leading is?
Economic empowerment, educational advancement, health and wellness, and character and leadership.
You know, one big question you would ask yourself is, you know, well, how are you actually going to place these centers? I mean, what are you going to do? How are you going to reach the individual citizen who needs this? Well, here's Dr. Ben Carson answering that question now.
How do we actually get to the students, to the individuals that you guys want to help?
Well, all of these Envision Centers are actually going to be located either within the housing complexes or very close to the places where people are disadvantaged. Oh. And it won't necessarily all be in the inner city either, because we have disadvantaged people throughout our society. And you know, we have to recognize that in America, we have 330 million people. We have to compete against India and China. They have four times as many people, which means we need to develop all of our people. And this is the way we have to start thinking as a nation.
That's so important. We heard Dr. Ben Carson. He's the founder and launching, you know, as Secretary of HUD in America, the Envision Centers. And it's so powerful to be able to have vision. He's doing that because because he cares about the country, because he prayed about being there, and this is what he's doing. And he understands without vision, people without restraint cast off restraint, and that they perish. But also, we're in competition with the world. There's 7 billion people on the face of the world. You know, as Americans, quite often, America, we're so blessed that we don't have to look outside of our country. But if you look at where the products are made and look underneath them, you'll find out they're made all around the world. And so he said, we have 325, you're looking right here, America has 325 million people, is what Dr. Ben Carson, of course, that's actually accurate right there. But look at the population of China. The population of China is 1.3 billion plus, John. Mm. And the population of India is 1.3 billion plus. So the total population just of these two nations is 2.6 billion plus people. And think about this. Look at the size, our size compared to their size. That's how small America is. We're only 14% size. Homeless dude on the side of the street who refuses to get a job. He's part of that 14%. And so we're looking at this situation right here where we got to wake up. You have to be blessed. We need you to be successful. We need you to be running industry and companies and managing things. We need you to be entrepreneurial. We need you to move into your place, because look at the comparison of this is that 86%. And so when we talked about their middle class, let's go on to see what Jack Ma said. Take a look at this, these statistics. So China, just speaking of China alone, just as Jack Ma talking, the founder of Alibaba, the population of China is right at 1.3 billion plus. Their middle class is 150 million people. That's half of the entire population of America. And so he goes on to say this. Take a look at this. He says, if that's the size of the middle class in China, then there is a large percentage above that. When you hear median, the middle, that means there's a whole bunch of people on the right side of that and a whole bunch of people on the left side.
That's right.
So that looks like a huge buying power he talks about. It's a huge buying power, economic power. And this is actually who's saying this. This is Jack Ma. Jack Ma is the founder of Alibaba. It's a huge company. 90% of Alibaba is actually in China. And so we have to understand, it's like, that's a big competition that we have to compete with. And that's why, listen, nobody's trying to hold you down. We're trying to empower you. We want you to succeed. We want you to be the teacher. We want you to be on the school board. We want you to be the police chief, the sheriff, a police officer. You know, own your own company. Be the next Alibaba in America, you know, Alibaba.
That's right.
We want to be the next, inventor of the next social media thing, whatever. We want that to take place in America.
That's why we say all the time that your success is our success, and our success is your success, and our success together is kingdom success. We want everybody to come up so we can do things. We can empower the world.
And that's what, you know, God called us to advance his kingdom, not to just do whatever we do. It's us together
for
him,
purpose,
our king. And he loves every person on the face of the earth. We're supposed to advance it. And he cares about what's happening in the workplace, what's happening in media, what's happening in education, what's happening in government. It's not just to go into a church building once a week for 15 minutes to talk about Jesus. It's to learn about Jesus in that 15, 30, 45 minutes and go out into every part of culture and begin to transform it. He called us to disciple nations. And to do that, you have to impact culture, which means where you are, you have to shine your
light.
That's right.
Take him with you.
Please bring him up. You know, can you imagine that? It's like a wife's going like, you don't even bring me up.
Bring him up.
I showed up at work where you work, husband, and they almost put me in jail. Thought I was a trespasser.
That's right.
They didn't even know I was married to you. Imagine that.
Yes, he's left the building, right?
Imagine if Jesus showed up at your workplace and somebody says, who is this man coming in here?
What is that?
And they look around and they go like, they had no idea that he's your Lord because you never brought him up.
Yeah.
And so, and of course, it's not about religion. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of the religion and the hate and the pointing, the finger pointing. Just be, love, care about people, do kind things. Let your kind acts be seen by others that he gets glorified. Let your light shine, right?
And then you'll have the influence.
Yeah. It's so powerful. So that's our competition. You know, we're talking about competing, and we need to do something before 2025, which is 6 years away, because statistics and reality and thousands of years of history overlapping, biblical history says everything's going to shift to China and India. Everything's going to shift from India,
America.
From America or the West.
Right.
Going to go to India.
To the East.
And go to the East and go to China. That's 6 years away. So we can get well established, like Israel's not going to shift nowhere. Well, America doesn't have to shift if we actually understand what we need to be. This is so exciting and encouraging. Listen, there was no vision. I mean, you probably can't even name the Secretary of HUD prior to Dr.
Exactly.
Ben Carson being there. I mean, this is a presidential candidate, somebody that was asked by the president to be able to be over the housing and urban development. And what they're doing, John, they're merging HUD, housing urban development, with education and with
labor, right?
Labor.
That makes
sense.
So
all three of those, it's like we're not only empowering you, giving you a home and living expenses or whatever. It'll make it. We're going to show you how to get educated, and then we're going to prepare for you for a job. And next thing you know, you'll be the Secretary of HUD.
Yeah.
Right?
It seems like the
yeah.
whole strategy and the whole vision has changed over HUD, because before it was seemed to be just interested in putting you in a home.
Right.
And maybe keeping you there. But now we're talking about empowering people with education, with labor. And it's important, I think, to recognize that we're living in a whole different season right now. This is the lowest unemployment for minorities, blacks and Hispanics,
in the history
ever,
of America.
Ever.
Yes.
So, you know, and it's, you know, low unemployment for many people right. you know, across the country. So this is a season.
We have more jobs now than we have available people to work them that are qualified.
That's
which
beautiful.
Means we need you to get the education. You need your son or your daughter or your husband or wife or whoever, your neighbor, that you can bring them to these Envision centers and they can be empowered and be trained. I mean, I thought I was going to be in law enforcement forever.
Yeah.
But you know what? God had other plans. And you might be in an occupation right now, but now you have options. You can begin to explore. Maybe you are in nursing, but God wants you to be a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're an EMT, but God wants you to be a nurse. Maybe you're actually working for a business, but God wants you to have your own business. There's yeah. things you need to learn.
You don't even have to always think, even in terms of college. Yeah. You know, there's apprenticeships. There's all sorts of things.
They're working on that.
Yeah.
They're actually working on vocational training to be able to get you right in to a job. And that's one thing we do at VFN Kingdom Business. You know, we're focused on empowering you to succeed in your part of culture, your mountain and culture, because God's called us to disciple nations. That has to do with discipling cultures. Really, cultures have basically seven spheres. We call them seven mountains. And you're in one of those, if not in a couple of those.
That's right.
And if you go to VFNKB.com, we have details that will help you out. Also, we have a free book for you. It's about success secrets. Sign up for your free version of success secrets. It's going to bless you. It's going to bless others. And listen, as a believer, you need to understand that you got to still succeed in this whole world. It's not just succeeding in Sunday school. You got to succeed in your school that you're going to college in and your workplace. And this is some biblical strategies and a practical application for you to be empowered and to fight. You have to fight for your success, but it's a fight of faith and it's worth fighting. I want to pray with you right now. Make sure you comment below. You know, tell us your thoughts about these Envision centers. Tell us your thoughts about that. We love here. Email us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love to hear from you. Thank you for your prayers. Father God, I just pray right now for our audience, God. I speak hope. I speak vision, Father God, over them. I speak vision for their business future, for their economic future. If they're in a particular housing situation, Lord, I speak even better housing. If they don't have housing, Lord, I speak housing over them. I speak grace over the merger of these departments of labor, of education, and housing. Give them grace to do this, Father God. And we pray and we thank you right now. We decree by faith, God, that abortion has ended in America. Supreme Court justices are in favor of the Constitution
yes.
of your rules, Father God, and the fact that the revival is here and third great awakening is here in Jesus' name. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.